We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD. DART's going to have extra trains running this weekend, and the State Fair of Texas is opening early because it's Texas OU weekend. Fair Park getting ready for almost 100,000 people tomorrow. Parking lots and the gates at Fair Park open at 7. Gates at the Cotton Bowl open at 9. And this year, the Cotton Bowl is using the same rules as the NFL, so you can only bring clear bags and small purses through security. DART's telling riders, plan an extra hour if you have to transfer between buses and trains. Regular Green Line trains are going to skip Victory Station and stop at Union Station, then go straight to MLK. DART's going to run a special Fair Park line tomorrow that'll start at Union Station. The northbound Green Line will operate a normal schedule, but the trains won't stop at Fair Park. You can hear the Red River Showdown right here on News Radio 1080 KRLD at 11 o'clock. We're also streaming the game in the Dallas-Fort Worth area on the radio.com app. Cowboys look to get back on track this Sunday. They have lost the last two games. Jason Garrett says the team turned the ball over quite a bit in the last two games, but they're not panicking.
You have to evaluate the specific things that happened. You look at it and try to address those things. In last week's game, we moved the ball very well at the outset of the game. We just had some turnovers that derailed us. And so you just go back and you look at those things and you try to correct them as you go.
He says the key to the game will simply get the quarterback and stop turnovers. Cowboys play the Jets in New York on Sunday. Grapevine police need to hear from anyone who may have had contact with a guy that's been taking upskirt photos. The police arrested Leroy Grove as he left a Walmart on Tuesday. Officers looked through his phone and found upskirt photos of a woman that he apparently had been following around. Amanda McNew with the Grapevine PD says an investigation found that that woman is not his only victim. He had upskirt photos of several women from several locations, according to the police department.
Anyone who believes they've had contact with Grove and feels they could be a victim, they're encouraged to call their local police department or ours.
Grove appeared in court yesterday on a charge of improper photography. He's in the Tarrant County Jail on $1,500 bond. We have a picture of him on our website at krld.com. Crash involving a Dallas police car sent two officers to the hospital this morning. The Dallas police say the officers waited at the intersection of Northwest Highway and Yeager about 5:30. They waited at flashing red lights to pull onto the highway. Another car passed through the flashing yellow lights. The officers hit that car. Two officers went to the hospital, but the doctors say they should be okay. The driver of the other car did not get hurt. Police investigation says the officers failed to yield the right-of-way to that other car. A sentencing hearing is underway in the case of the Munchausen mom. The judge could sentence Kayleen Bowen Wright to 20 years in prison for subjecting her young child to years of unnecessary medical treatments. The child lived with his father for the last 2 years and is getting better. Wright pleaded guilty to that charge in August. Guy from Arlington's looking at federal mail theft charges. The prosecutors say Michael Queen got caught on tape using some kind of a fishing rod to steal mail from a pair of mailboxes in Arlington last December and this past January. He also got caught driving up to them in an SUV with the name of the company that he works for along the side of the truck. When the police searched inside, they found 70 checks with a total of about $93,000. The court papers say Queen attempted to cash those checks. More than 40,000 people signing a petition to name a street in Dallas after Botham Jean.
The petition on change.org calls for the city of Dallas to rename Lamar Street as Botham Jean Way. Both Amber Geiger and Botham Jean lived in an apartment complex on Lamar when Geiger shot and killed him last year. Chris Norman of Dallas followed Geiger's murder trial and got the idea to rename Lamar Street when he was unable to attend some of the demonstrations after the verdict.
It was just an impulsive thought. It'd be a great idea if we could rename the streets in honor of him.
He says he has been overwhelmed by the response so far. Officially changing the name of the street would require an application to the city and a vote by the Dallas City Council. Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
It is Texas OU weekend here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and TxDOT's throwing some jabs at Sooner fans as they come into town for the Red River Showdown.
Let them pass just like the OU defense does. That's just one of the messages on TxDOT signs along I-35 and other areas this weekend as Longhorn and Sooner fans pour into the city for the big game. TxDOT's Tony Hartzell says it's a fun way to get their message across.
What we found is people really read those, appreciate them, and enjoy them. And we even take the public's input on other messages. We will be glad to take those back to our internal committee and come up with some other ideas as we can.
He says they also try to one-up surrounding states for the best and most creative message. Hartzell says this weekend TxDOT will halt any lane closures along I-35 to make sure fans get to North Texas quicker. Austin, York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
And don't forget, you can listen to the game on News Radio 1080 KRLD, and we will be streaming it in the DFW area through radio.com.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.